give God a praise today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're worthy of it all. Anybody know? Does anyone know that he is worthy? So we bless you this morning, and we give you glory. We bless you this morning because we can tell our story. You healed our bodies. You touched our minds. You saved our souls just in time. You've been blessing us all our days. I said we give you glory and we give you praise because you have been blessing us all of our days. Thank you, Jesus. Now give him a praise by the clapping of your hands. You may be seated. Lord, you're worthy. My God. Well, I don't feel as if I'm by myself up here. I feel encircled. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about. I had to put some scripture to it. Them that fear him, because some folk think you're waxing mystical. I won't say it if nowhere. God will give me the word for it if it's of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, come on now. We thank God for the praise team. Hallelujah. Going higher and higher. Don't let anybody stop you. Anybody block you, I'm going to get in trouble, but the preacher can wait. Oh, y'all don't like me. I'm going to say it again. The preacher can wait if the spirit is moving. Because you can't improve upon the spirit. Amen. We got to stop being so narcissistic to think that our message is greater than the man. Come on now. One brother said, we ain't even preaching a message, supposedly. We're preaching a man. And his name is Jesus. Oh, come on now. I can sense in the crowd now. That means, okay, I'm going there. Praise God. I can read the crowd without looking at it. I can intuit in my spirit. Praise his holy name. He sings some song like melodies from heaven. But it said, rain down. Woo. God, I sense his presence. God, I sense his presence. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus. God, I sense his presence. Woo. Lord, I sense your presence. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Sister Sheila said, we ought not take for granted the small, minuscule blessings. Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday. Just thinking about how my neighbors don't give me any trouble. I thank God for that. And God for how I could save about $26 and wash my own car. Thank God for that. Little blessings. Hallelujah, that I had a job to which to go. Little blessings. And the testimonies and Pastor Michael's prayer and what Sister Sheila said and Sister Renee. All of that kind of goes right along with the sermon or the subject that I want to lift up today. Amen. Praise his holy name. Yeah, the power of one accord. Now, some may think that's easy to achieve. I said Monday night, and we happen to see the road being paved. Hallelujah. Amen. When we were over here Monday, they quiet because they weren't here, but we all right tonight. Some were, Brother Herb, and amen. We saw it being. It wasn't that pretty then. Wasn't that nice then. It was kind of a nuisance. Amen. Good God Almighty. But sometimes you got to go through inconvenience to really receive a blessing. Amen. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Amen. But the psalmist says, and Sister Renee said it, the psalmist says, Psalm 41 and 11, said, by this I know you favoreth me because you don't let my enemies rejoice over me. Pastor Mike, I'm not going to say highly favored, but I'm favored. Good God Almighty. Whew. I'm favored because he woke me up this morning. I'm favored because I didn't wake up with a hangover and a headache. Oh, see, some can't even say amen on that, but that's all right. You're in the right place. Amen, but I'm favored because God brought me through everything he's brought me through. And I'm still standing. God, help me, Holy Spirit. That speaks to or portends favor. You're still alive. Still kicking, still making it by the grace of God. But I said being on one accord is not as easy as some might think. Because I was going to give an example, but I didn't want to put anybody on the spot. Amen, praise God. Because I bet you, and maybe y'all prove me wrong, if I asked everybody to say amen, somebody would refrain. And to be on one accord, everyone would have to say it. Amen. See, here how it might go. It might go because I've been in church a while. I don't know why he asking everybody to say amen. I ain't saying amen. What that got to do with discernment? How about doing it just because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Some might say, well, I don't think it take all that. Okay, can you indulge us? Is it going to hurt you? Or is it a controlling thing? I better move. Let me get to the word. Amen. Because you ain't going to do what anybody else tell you to do. Even in church. But you say, oh God, I'm preaching already. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. See, we like cute sermons. Amen. And we like sermons that don't touch where we live. But how does it help you if it doesn't touch where you live? Amen. You know, you keep on lifting the same, those of you who lift weights, go to the gym, you get to a certain place and you can lift, say, you can curl 40, 50 pounds, whatever you can do. But it's not, I heard that backdrop a little before I came up here this time. But you do 40 or 50 pounds and you curl them and then all of a sudden you just say, I'm just happy with this. I'm happy with this weight, so the muscle won't grow anymore. Amen. It looked good where it is, but you won't grow anymore if you're not challenged. In other words, sometimes you've got to be challenged to grow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good, and he's still greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. I ain't think about what y'all saying should come next. I got to wait on the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, they upset already, but I got to preach this thing. There was no order of service, you know, in the original church. Oh, we don't like that either. Prove me wrong. Show me where they said we're going to have the scripture and the prayer and we're going to have the sermon now. Nothing wrong with it, but you don't have to adhere to it. What they really did was wait on the Holy Spirit and allow him to lead and guide them throughout the service. Amen. Praise God. Just going to talk to you a few minutes today, that's all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, honey. Praise God. Appreciate the feedback. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just going to converse with you a few minutes. And I thank God for the pastors in their absence that Sister Renee mentioned. About a month or so ago, he asked if I would share today. He said it would be an honor to have me share, and I'm honored to share. Amen. Today in the name of Jesus. And I do believe this to be a pastoral message. Oftentimes I preach a message that's for the corporate body. But I do believe this message is for GMC first. Amen. Doesn't mean others can't extract something from it, but I do believe this message is for GMC. So let's look at scriptures today, and we'll go to the way that they're listed in 1 Peter 2 and 5. Say, ye are live, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Psalm 133 verses 1 through 3. Well, Psalms 133 verse 1 through 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. And I'll just say it right now. You are blessed. Sister Renee said it. But we are blessed. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. And we can be even more blessed if we get with or on one accord. Hallelujah. Acts 2, oh gosh, Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Acts 2, 1 and 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The power of one accord. Now the thing we see in all of these scriptures is that God blessed unity. Even in Peter, it talks about stones, living stones, becoming a house or habitation for the Lord. And we are blessed when God's presence comes on the scene.
Amen.
So when we get together, God will bless us. If we're together from a spiritual vantage point. He says something like, where two or three gather in my name, there I am in the midst. That tells me it doesn't even take a whole lot of folk. Just two. As long as they're gathered in his name, he promised he'd show up. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Remember walking in on intercessory prayer when I was able to attend. And wasn't about three folk there, and then I added maybe the fourth one on the case. But man, did we have a time. We would pray and pray and then pray some more, and then we talk and pray some more. It started at 7, we look up the choir coming in for rehearsal. 10 o'clock. And we really didn't want to leave then. Amen. We could have stayed to 12. Because the Spirit of the Lord met us there. We were with or on, come on now, one accord. And I wasn't trying to preach. It wasn't about me. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I didn't stand up and try to teach. It wasn't about me. The only reason I interjected anything, Sheila said, Pastor, what you got? Or brother, what do you have? To be more accurate. Because she could sense sometime I might have something, but it wasn't about me, so I came to pray. But, whoo, and when we can decrease and allow the Lord to increase, his Spirit will show up in a mighty way. Amen. Paul said something like this, one plant, one water. I think Antoine alluded to that a couple of weeks ago. He said, but Paul said, one plant, or last week, one plant, one water, God give the increase. But we don't like the next verse. Because the next verse said, neither is he that planteth anything, or he that watereth, but it's God that gives the increase. So it's not about us. I don't care how well we preach, how well we teach, to God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. I can't strut around like it's about me. It's about God, and but by the grace of God I am what I am. And when everyone has that mindset, the glory will fall. Hallelujah. When the eye doesn't say to the ear, you're not necessary, or you're a little less than me. And when the ear doesn't say to a limb, you aren't necessary. But when we consider that every part of the body is equally significant. Amen. Praise God. And even those of us who are in leadership aren't in it to lord over you. My God. That's why preachers don't like me, because I preach it from that perspective. The greatest amongst you ought be your servant. Oh, God, help me. I'm in the Bible. And that's got to be our perspective. Amen. Praise God. So the Psalms say, oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me fix it. Hallelujah. Don't nobody care about how anointed you think you are. No one cares about, at least I don't. Wait a minute. Amen. Praise God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because if you're really anointed, you won't have to tell anybody. Folks that always have to tell you who they are, I wonder about. Because the Bible says that Samuel anointed David in the presence of his brethren. In other words, they saw it. They didn't have to ask anybody. Other folks saw the anointing on his life. He didn't have to say, I'm anointed. He just walked in the anointing. And I like this aphorism, this saying, this worldly saying. It's worldly in this sense, but it's got spiritual significance. It has spiritual significance. The cream rises to the top. Amen. If ask Joseph, he knew what he was saying, that they were going to bow to him. He knew what God had called him to be. And even though they put him in a pit, he kept on rising. Woo! Because the anointing was on him. And you cannot curse what God has blessed. Even when they put him in prison, God gave him favor to run the whole prison. Woo! Because God's hand and anointing was on him. Then he went on up to Pharaoh and became the prime minister of Egypt. Though he started in the pit, he ended up in a palace running everything. Again, because you cannot curse what the Lord has called blessed. That's why sometimes you got to be careful with what you do with the children of Israel, even now. The Jewish folk, all y'all don't hear me. There's a reason more doctors and lawyers, because God put a blessing on them. And he hadn't pulled it back yet. Even though they aren't serving him, the blessing's still there. Aren't you glad that God will bless you? Sometimes in spite of you. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Somebody said, why is he still walking with me? And why is he still talking with me? I haven't even done everything he told me to do. Because he called you blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. He said, behold, and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. It's like the precious ointment that flowed down Aaron's beard. Even to the skirts of his garment. Hallelujah. Even on Monday nights, three or four folk sometimes, but they start singing. And somebody says, like a choir. They harmonize. The two or three can tell you. They start harmonizing. Even pastor chime in every now and then. Because we own one accord. Nobody looking at their watch, at least I don't think so. Amen. We know we're going to leave about 8:30. Nobody trying to be a big shot, and that's old school. But everybody's trying to glean from the word. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. And so we can get on one accord. Hallelujah. Now, I thought about going to Acts just for a minute as I go, and this is going to be just kind of a topical message. I'm not doing it in an expository way, meaning line upon line, but it's more topical. I probably mix a little bit of expository, but I thought about in Acts when they were in the upper room waiting for the Holy Ghost, the promise, if you will, of the Father. Didn't say anybody was preaching. Oh God, the preachers don't like this. Amen. I didn't hear a sermon preached for those 10 days. Amen. But they were praying. We believe they were praying and probably worshiping. Just waiting on God. And sometimes even the preacher, when he says, follow me as I follow Christ, he needs to be on his face. She needs to be on her face. Waiting on God. Saying we aren't going to say anything or do anything till he shows up. Come on now. Woo. How you know he has shown up? My retort is, how you know? How wouldn't you know? If you're a child of God, you ought to know when the Spirit is present. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have to be with one accord to experience the blessing that God wants to pour out upon us. The power that he wants to release. Amen. And being with one accord doesn't mean walking in lockstep with everybody all the time. God, help me, Holy God. See, some folk want you to be in one accord when they in charge. Oh, God. Got the right one today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. I told them last Monday night I was ready. Amen. Praise God. But they want you to follow. Oh, we need to get together. Everybody should march when I say march. Everybody should pray when I say pray. Well, what about you? Should you not follow? Are you so up there that you can't follow anybody? I heard Pastor Michael say something like iron sharpens iron. Yeah, amen. Then somebody ought to be able to sharpen your iron. That's right. That's right. That's right. Come on now. Somebody said it just there and said we could be dull. And, well, how you going to know you're dull if somebody doesn't show you sometimes? If you don't get around other saints. And not other saints that are just sycophants, meaning followers. Not the LeBron James kind of follower. You know, gonna always tell you good. Always say what he wants to hear. That's what they do. And we get some folk like, but we need some folks sometimes to tell us, sit down, be quiet, listen to the word. Oh God, help me, Holy. Now, wait a minute, everybody upset. The folk don't like that. But yet, they can tell you that. Preach, pastor, preach. Amen. Good God Almighty. Amen. And there are many members, I said before, but one body. We have to respect them all and how they function. Everyone won't function the same. I don't want 12 arms. Don't need but two. So the arms shouldn't be jealous, they interject that word, of the feet or the legs. You need each other. Come on now. Good God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. So God says when the church comes together, and this church is somewhat united, don't get me wrong, but I think we can get there. I want to just put this out here so we can receive even more power and more of a blessing. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. God said, I'll bless you if you just unite. I'll bless you. Wait a minute. If you stop disparaging to encourage. Sometimes we disparage to encourage. I made that up, but they are both disparage is a word. We disparage to encourage. We put other folk down. To feel better about ourselves. Amen. That's low self-esteem. God help me, Jesus. That's what that's called. And God can deal with it, but call it what it is. Because I don't need to put other folk down to feel better about myself. My God. Amen. Great God Almighty. I know in my heart I ain't jealous of one person, especially an anointed person. I say go on. If you're preaching, preach. If you're teaching, teach. Because I care first of all about God's body. I want the body to receive. And I know I don't have it all. So God use them. Keep on. Amen. Keep blessing and keep using them. I cheer them on. Now, as long as they teach in the word. Because I care about the body, when there's error being promulgated, it bothers me. Amen. I'm going to tell the truth. It does. And I ain't been preaching for about 36 years and a saint for about 40-something, so I know a little bit of word. Amen. Been in the pastorate in some form or fashion about 25 years. I know a little bit. And I know error. Amen. And it does bother me. However, nobody's going to be perfect. And we all, even ministers, won't always agree with one another. They may look at the same scripture and get something else out of it. Amen. Now we can come together around that as long as it's not egregious. They just saying anything. Amen. Praise God. But being on one accord doesn't mean that you've got to just blindly follow folk. I said this on a Monday night. I told you I'm going to talk to you today. I said this on Monday. I said, or last Monday, I said, well, if somebody teaching to you and preaching to you, then you ought to be able to ask questions. I said, because if you can't ask questions in a church, then it's not a church. It's a cult. That's David Koresh and them. You can't ask a question. But I'm going to take it another step. And I said it, and the pastors heard me. I said, and if you can't answer the questions in leadership, you don't need to be in leadership. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, y'all don't like. I start at the top and work on down. Because if the head messed up, everything else is going to fall. Head messed up, the body's going to be sick. Amen. Don't mean we know right away, but we at least ought to be able to go and get an answer. And we ought to care enough. I had preachers, when I go there and ask them questions about what they said, they just say, because I said so. And my retort is this: who died and left you, God? Oh, we don't like that. See, we got to understand that just because we say it doesn't mean it's dispositive. A fancy word meaning that's the end of it. Amen. The word should be the final test or authority. Amen. God, help me, Holy God. Somebody tell me, take off my shoes, go running around the parking lot. Now, if I sense in the spirit that God told me to do it, I'll do it. But just because you're a prophet, a priestess, whatever, go ahead and run. Call me disobedient, but my feet will be warm. And you'll just be tired and get nothing out of it because it didn't come from God. Amen. 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 And then they're going to take up a $500 offering. After that. And browbeat us into giving. Amen. Because that's the man of God. Or the woman of God. I respect men and women of God. Don't get me wrong. But I don't respect the foolishness. And the Bible says them that sin rebuke openly, that others may fear. Hallelujah. So God is looking for the church to unite, to come together around him. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. And allow him to have his way in the life of the church. Let me try it. I said I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it now. Because some of y'all might be scared not to now. Let's see. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that was close. Praise God. Woo. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Think about that. If we say let everybody lift up holy hands. Without wrath and doubt. And I'm not going to do it because I know baby steps. But what if we said that you wouldn't be lifting them for me. You'll be lifting them unto him. What if we said everybody who could stand doing worship. Renee said it today, if you got your Bibles, if you have your Bible, stand and read. Some said my feet hurt until you get to the ice cream line. Then all of a sudden, your feet okay. Hallelujah. Amen. But we need to get with one accord. Pastor Michael can say, the Lord has called me. Now, if he said the Lord has said, we need to do a prayer meeting Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Some of y'all say my show on. And now you can even DVR stuff. But the question is, will you put your show before the Lord? Because if you do, even if many of us came, and you didn't show up, we still weren't with one accord because somebody was missing. Good God Almighty. Amen. See how quiet they are? Don't talk about no Tuesday night, Pastor. You know the playoffs this week. Praise God. Good God Almighty. But what if God in that prayer meeting heals your mama, What if God in that prayer meeting heals your father? What if God in that prayer meeting saved your wayward son or daughter? And you chose basketball over him or her being saved. Good God Almighty. Jesus. Hallelujah. One accord. Praise God. We're going to sing together because we're with one accord. We're going to pray together because we're with one accord. And we're going to trust God to invade the atmosphere because we've all gotten on one accord. Praise God. Even if somebody in the natural were trying to penetrate this land and build, all we would have to do is go around it and lock hands and be on one accord. And we'd block the attack because we were with one accord. God said that the people that were building the Tower of Babel, he said, because they've gotten on one accord, there's nothing impossible with them now. If they keep on building, they'll build right up to heaven. Because they can do anything when they are united. How much more can God's people do when they get together? One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Oh, we can change the environment. My God. When we get on one accord, hallelujah. Peter talked about the stones. Amen. And when God gave me this message, I didn't understand because he showed me stones. And sometimes God does speak through pictures. Ask Cornelius and ask Peter. Told you I'm going to stay in the Bible. I'm not going to take it if it didn't come from the Word or I can't back it up with the Word. But he showed me stones and I was like, how do stones connect with being on one accord? And he took me to that scripture that says, we are lively stones. Amen. Matter of fact, it even said Jesus was a stone. He is a stone that the builders rejected. Became the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. That's why I'm going to just interject this. That's why it's good, Avante, to be rejected sometimes. Hallelujah. It's just a sign that God got a blessing on your life. The stone that was rejected. I wonder, have you ever been rejected? Because if you've been rejected, it's a sign that God's anointing and blessing, his blessing is on your life. It's not the one everybody lauds and praises. It's the one that folk mistreat and malign and talk about and don't pedestalize. It's that one. It's the one who's been rejected. Come on now. You put me down, but God picks me up. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I'm glad they rejected me because it pushed me to where I am. I'm glad not everybody liked me because it got me away from where I didn't need to be in the first place. Oh, even if you've been rejected, it's a setup for God to bless you in a mighty way. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. So stones, why stones? Because he said to me, a stone alone can be valuable, but it's not very useful. Come on now. But when you take stones and put them together, you can make a house. And that's where he'll dwell. When the house is built, God said, when we come together, as Peter said, we become a spiritual house. A stone separated hasn't reached its full potential. Only when it's united can it make a house or a habitation for the Lord. See, they had all kinds of stones when they built the first temple. All kinds of stones. Various stones were necessary to build a temple. And that's why I can't say that you got to be like me. Your stone has to be my stone, like my stone. The reality is we just all need to come together. Your stone might be lopsided. Your stone might lean left or right. It does not matter because you got to fit in the kingdom. Amen. So he said, folk are like stones, they're lively stones. And I would think now about why he would use rock, because sometimes we're hard. Hard-headed, you know. Amen. Folk got to pick you up and take you and place you where you need to be. But I'm so glad that God can take the stones, fit them together, and say, that's where I desire to dwell. Hallelujah. That is my spiritual habitation. That is my spiritual house. Amen. Praise God. Wonder, are you willing to come together, to unite, to facilitate the presence and the glory and the anointing of God? I remember he said when Ezekiel started prophesying, he said, wait a minute, go down to the valley and prophesy to these dry bones. Say he started to prophesy and all of a sudden, bones started shaking. Lord, help me, Holy God. I said, bones started shaking. See, I wasn't going to say that, but y'all will preach that, so I'll interpolate that. I'll interject that because it's true. But the point is, then they started coming together, it said. Ankle bone came to the knee bone and all of that kind of stuff. Bones started coming together. And the Bible said they stood on their feet. An exceeding great army. Because they were willing, to get with one accord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's why we got to be clothed, Peter said, in humility. Knowing it's not about us only, but it's about the team. I'm about to finish at Acts 2. One of the worst things, and we're looking at basketball, many of us now, that happened a few years ago to the basketball players, was they started pointing to their backs. Oh, we don't like this. You know, it's about me. If I were to coach you, sit down. And it would be about you on the bench. Good God Almighty. Amen. Look at what I've done. Scored 10 points. And the world's supposed to stop because you dunked the ball one time. It only counts as 2 points. Might look pretty, but it's still 2 points. But when I was growing up, They said there was no I in team. So the coaches wouldn't let you do all that celebrating because you were a part of the team. And the team did it together. Oh, come on, somebody. Good God Almighty. Praise his holy name. And everybody wasn't a sinner. Oh, God, help me. Some weren't tall enough. Everybody couldn't be the forward. And everybody couldn't be the point guard. But when they came together, they could be a great team. Hallelujah. And that's what God is calling for the church to be. Amen. Stop talking about your anointing. Oh, God, I'm preaching. I wish I could play. Wait a minute. No, I wish I could, but I can't. I hit something. Because, see, I struck a chord. Stop talking about your great anointing. Stop talking about what God is going to do and just let him do it. Good God Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Come here, Brother Eric. Just as you come here. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Told you I'm just going to talk to you. I could work the scripture, but I got to do what God told me to do. I feel all right. I ain't going to take the, I'm going to leave the mic on because I told you they blessed him in the presence of his brethren. Again, if somebody is really anointed and really blessed, they ought not be the only ones that can see it. Show me where somebody else has confirmed you. Good God Almighty. God help me. Now I say that because Lord brought it to my attention and this to God be the glory, but I had no desire to preach. None. Preaching. Well, I was one of the most shy people in the world, if you will, when I started going to church. Amen. But three prophets in rapid succession. In the span of a couple of weeks, as I sat in the back in different churches or different environments, said, God is calling you to be a prophet. Now notice something, because they get quiet on that. Eric, wait a minute. I got to dance to that myself. Woo! Wait a minute. Because I'm messing with folk, and I mean to mess with them today. In the name of Jesus. In the spiritual realm. Good God Almighty. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, didn't the Bible say he gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists? Now, wait a minute. It does have a fivefold ministry. But I say this. I don't call myself that. Others did. Good God Almighty. So they saw it, even when I wasn't paying any attention. God help me, Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God told me today was my coming out party. And I ain't coming out the closet. I'm coming out the shadows. Great God. Woo! Hallelujah. Meaning be what I called you to be. Despite how it makes folk feel. Because I know your heart. And you're not enamored with titles. You never have been. But I called you to be what I've called you to be. And I set you up for such a time as this and prophesy, son, and I will go with you as you prophesy. Folk don't have to like it. Folk may not understand it. Folk may not agree with it. But folk didn't call you. I dare you to look at somebody and say, you didn't call me. My God, help me. Say it one more time. You didn't call me. Amen. So if you didn't call me, I'm sorry. I'm not listening to you. I gotta say this. The Bible says in 1 John 2 and about 27 and 26 and 27, it says you don't need anybody to teach you whether this is anointed or not. Now they can teach on the anointing, don't get me wrong.
That's right.
But nobody can tell you what's anointed to you.
Right.
You don't need them to tell you. Because
right.
The spirit on the inside will tell you. Anybody know God is moving right now, and you don't need anybody else to tell you that the Spirit of God is in this place. Praise his holy name. Great God of mine. Now I know Pastor Michael said, don't have to shout it. Don't mean you're anointed if you shout and swear. And that's true. But the converse is true too. If you don't swear and you're phlegmatic and unemotional, don't mean you're anointed. The question is there life?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't like me today. Told you I didn't come to play today. Got to preach this day. Might be the last time. But Pastor gave me permission. Amen. Amen. But most of all, God has given me permission. So, Eric, my God, thank you, Jesus. The hand of God is still on you. And God said, no matter what you do, God, help me, Holy Ghost. He won't withdraw it. He will not revoke what he's called you to do. I've heard you minister, and I know the potential that's there. And the devil will try to discourage you and keep you from realizing your full potential. Oh, but again, what God has blessed, let no man call curse. And so I see a season of you coming back with brand new glory and brand new power. I remember the sermon you preached a couple of years ago. That shows it has some staying power. And there was Malchus in the middle. Good God Almighty. See, the devil want to take the gifts and the mind that God has given you and use it for something else. But God said, you're not going to get any rest till you totally yield to him. So, Father, I thank you. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I sense him here. Good God Almighty. I sense him here, Brother Aaron. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you for your servant. Others may not understand, but there's a gift down on the inside that will start to flow once again to the outside. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Head to toe. Now, Lord, I know he's different and not like me and not like others. But he doesn't need to be. You called him to be a teacher of your word. And I can't teach the way he teaches. Amen. You've given him a gift. And the body needs it. In the name of Jesus. So we'll get on one accord as we pray that God uses you in the future in a mighty way. Amen. God bless you, brother. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. God bless you, brother. Love you, brother. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Then come here. Let Avante do double work right now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord showed me you, and I know a couple of weeks ago he put you on my heart. My wife went first, and then I came to hind her to pray for you. And you going to do women's ministry, I believe, the latter part of this month. Dinner, breakfast, lunch. God, I thank you. My God, I thank you. Angels encircling you right now in the name of Jesus. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Good God Almighty. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, a mom's ministry. In the name. God, my wife told me a scripture that you quoted or read. You said the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, set at liberty them who are bruised, or those who are bruised. God wants you to minister to moms, single moms, married moms, but mothers. And he's going to use you. I said before, in the sacrifices you made, you both have made, to minister to other young women, other women in general. Don't be discouraged. Don't you be discouraged. Because the Bible says you'll reap in due season if you faint not. Your season is coming. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Divine comfort, consolation in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're already touching. You are already moving. Amen. Praise God. Woo. Good God of mine. Amen. Come on now. I'm about finished. I didn't go to Acts 2. They were all in one place with one accord. Hallelujah. Amen. And suddenly that came from heaven, a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Fill the house they were sitting. When can I get the men? I want every man to come up right now. So don't make me wonder. Good God of mine. Now, brothers, we can wash our hands after. But I need you to turn around and join hands and stretch out. Hallelujah. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. The men of God. And they're saying, we represent this church. We're watchmen on the wall. Amen. And the devil got to come through us to get to you. We've got it in the name of Jesus. We're on. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Can everybody? One accord. We are. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and return to your seat. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing can overcome us when we're with one accord. It blessed me that Avante got right up when Sister Renee asked, can somebody pray for Brother John? Went on over there because he has a heart to pray. If he didn't get there, Michael was going to be there. Pastor Michael. Amen. But that just shows that they love the brethren. Amen. Glory to God. So let's just try to be with one accord. Because God has said his presence will come down. Walk with us. Talk with us. Fill us when we're with one accord. Okay, ladies, every one of you that can walk, come on up to the altar. See, men, y'all don't like me today. Men can put stuff away real quick sometimes. We can't fight now, so we just deal with it. And we go on the next day. But women sometimes, we can, wait a minute, I didn't know it was so many, but come on. That's a good thing, though. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Why am I doing this? To show unity in the body. Pray, I know COVID, we have on masks. Whew, I feel the Holy Ghost. That's right. I need all of y'all. Come on now. Come on now. Woo! Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Look at that. Look at it. Look at what the devil's got to deal with if he's trying to get to you. He had to deal with all your sisters. Look at all your potential prayer partners. Look at all the ladies that's praying for you. We are with God. I thank you. Woo! We're with one accord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We are united in the faith and in purpose to do the will of God. And we don't care who gets the glory. As long as God ultimately gets the glory. Amen. Come on now. In the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. I got old school singers. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah. That sings to the glory of God. With new school. Y'all don't hear me. God, help me, Holy. God, I feel the Holy. But they're together. Vanessa can sing Amazing Grace. Vicky can say, I will bless the Lord. But they both are necessary to edify the body. If we get together in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for blessing and uniting all of the ladies. The spear side. I'm sorry, the distaff side, or the female side of the church. We are, they are united in the name of Jesus. I'm going to let them go. But I got to put Pastor Linda at the front of the line. I know in the spirit, she'd be happy to be here. So spiritually speaking, she's with us. And Pastor Eric would have been with the men.
That's right, that's right.
All in one place. Yeah. On one accord. In Jesus' name. Now give them a praise. Just clap a minute. Hallelujah. And if you feel it, go on back to your seat. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah. We together today. We are together. Praise his holy name, spiritually speaking. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Holy Ghost. Go on and minister if you need to. Praise God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Woo. A little different today, but I had to give it the way he gave it to me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. This is a tough one, but Watchman Nee says, true humility is not thinking too highly of yourself or too little of yourself. But this is the tough one. He says it's not thinking of yourself at all. But it's all about God. And he takes care of the rest. Somebody like, wait, I ain't ready for that. I'm just telling you. Amen. That shows that we still need to grow a little bit. That's all. We all do. Amen. So, Father, we thank you today. And we weren't trying to just do things for show.
No.
God, you, I believe, gave me this word. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that spirit lingering and lasting, permeating the sanctuary and the people's hearts. So we'll be the most united, most unified church in this area, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you said when we become that, your power would fall upon us in an unprecedented manner, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a praise.